Greeting to everyone.
弟兄姊妹平安。
We come to the fourth Sunday. We're going to use English as a sermon.
今天我们是这个月的第四次的敬拜，我们用英语来敬拜。
I hope the language won't be a barrier to everyone.
但愿这个语言不是成为我们沟通敬拜的障碍。
The Lord will speak to each one of us.
神是就会对我们每个人讲话。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天的父。
We thank you for your love.
我们感谢你的爱。
Because you love us first.
因为你先爱着我们。
So that we know how to love you.
所以我们才知道怎样去爱你。
So that we know how to love the people around us.
我们也知道，因着你的爱，我们也知道我们怎么去爱我们周围的人。
Pray that today you will again speak to each one of us.
求你今天对我们每一位在座的人说话。
Pray that we have a sensitive spirit.
让我们有这个有一个敏感的灵。
You will touch deeper in our heart.
求你的灵触摸我们的心。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名被称颂。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告赞美奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.This week, I have a friend. He's from the Middle East.
有一个朋友是从中东来的。
And he's very anxious or very worried or very cumbersome in his heart.
他心里边有一些挣扎，非常的渴望，非常的焦虑，在他心中。
He said, "Robert, do you know what's going on in the whole world?"
他问我的时候，他说：“Robert， 你说这个世界在发生什么事情呢？这么纷乱。
”You from Far East, you know Japan. You know what happened to Japan.
他从这个中东来，但他知道在日本发生的事情。
First is earthquake, and then there's a tsunami, and then right now is a nuclear radiation.
首先是地震，然后是海啸，然后又是辐射。
And then you look at the country around his country because he's from the Middle East.
他看着这周围的是一个国家，因为日本他是从中东来的。
He said, "Well, one of the country, one by one, it seems so they all have a chaos and everybody wants to against their leaders."
他看着周围的国家，一个接一个的，都是好像都发生骚乱，在和他的这个国家的领导在抵抗。
From Egypt, Libya, Syria to Iran, Yemen, and Morocco.
在中东的这个这好多的国家。
And he said, "Well, even Saudi Arabia started to have some something that happened."
因为苏特利比亚也在发生事情。
And Saudi Arabia.
沙特阿拉伯。
And the king came back from England quickly. He had some kind of a welfare policy to his people, so try to Arabia country.
他这个官从这个英国回来，马上就想给这个国家的人民做一些福利的事情。
He said, "What happened to the whole world?"
这个世界到底在发生什么事情
？And I said, "Well, you're from Jordan. Would that be the problem in Jordan?"
那你从约旦是约旦
约旦
约旦来，你约旦在发生什么事情呢
？Oh, he said, "No, it won't happen to my country."
那他说没事，我们约旦没发生任何事。
Our king, he has a very good young king, is very stable, and nothing would happen.
他说我们国家这个年轻的这个国王非常的稳定，这个国家也非常的稳定，在他的统治之下。
But if you check the news yesterday, yes, it happened in Jordan too.
但是昨天呢，他看了一下新闻，确实在约旦也发生了事情。
It seems that there is a fire is going everywhere.
似乎是同样的事情在每一个国家都在发生。
Isaiah already mentioned about this.
以赛亚也提到了这些。
24:19 it says the earth is broken up, the earth is split asunder, and the earth is breakthrough thoroughly shaken.
他说这个地球在这个地在破裂，这个地球在颤抖。
Jesus' disciple also asked this question too.
这个跟随耶稣的这个门徒也问同样的问题。
He said, "When will be the end time will come?"
当这个末日到来的时候会是什么情形
？Well, what did Jesus say to them?
耶稣是怎样回答他们的呢
He said, nation will rise against nation.
他说,
and the kingdom against kingdom.
这个国,
and there will be great earthquake.
将会有大的地震,
famines.
还有这个饥荒,
pestilence.
疾病,
in various places.
在不同的地方都会发生,
and fearful events.
人们会对发生的事情而恐惧,
and great signs from heaven.
并且是这是从这个天上来的信号.
This is from Luke chapter 21, verse 10 and 11.
这是在路加里边的信息.
And I think we'll see more and more of this signs and events happen.
会有很多的越来越多这样的信号提示.
And even from the heavens too.
甚至从天国也会有这样的信号.
Because of Mark chapter 13, verse 24-25, it says, but in those days,
在马可福音,
13:24-25. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The star will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
好,
thank you. So under this kind of condition, would that be something warning us we have to find a very stable foundation?
在这种事情不断发生的情况下，我们是不是需要找到一个牢固的一个根基所去依靠？
Yes, there is a place we can find is a sound foundation.
是的，确实有这么一个地方，我们可以发现这个非常牢固的根基。
That's what we are going to ponder in today. Remember, this year we are going to focus on following Jesus. We're walking in Him. Do you remember this is our verse we always bring out from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 9?
这一本书是在这个哥罗西书。 第二章第六到第七节，我们是从头来分享这个。
Can we all read together?
请我们大家一起来读。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Yes, we need to walk in Him.
是的,我们应当与他同行。
Another verse I want you to remember today, which is from 1 John, we have read before, is 15 and 16.
我们在下一个经节要分享的是在约翰一书的第四章15节和16节。
And this I'll read together, please.
让我们大家一起,
if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God,
神就住在他里面,
God
is in God.
And so we know and rely on the love of God for us. God is love.
神就是爱,
whoever lives
住在他里面,
in love,
就是住在神里面,
lives in God, and God in
him.
Whoever lives in love lives in God.
谁是住在爱里边，那就是谁住在神里边。
We know when we say we want to walk in Him.
我们刚才讲过，我们要和他一起同行。
It means we need to live in Him.
这就意味着我们要和他一起的，要活在他里边。
We need to do according to what He wants us to do.
我们要做他想让我们做的事。
And we need to think about the things above.
我们要想天国的事。
Otherwise, we cannot walk in Him.
要不然的话，我们不可能与他同行。
There is the source we have to know. We know God is love. And today we want to see another place recorded in the book of John as a parallel verses. We want to understand why he is love.
我们今天要看一下在约翰一书这里边我们要学习为什么神就是爱。
We're going to look at Gospel Luke.
我们看一下 路加福音。
Especially we want to focus on chapter 10.
我们看一下第十章。
If you would, you can turn to chapter 10 of Luke.
我翻到第十章。 路加福音第十章。
And we'll read from verse 25. And let's read all the way through 37.
让我们一起来读，从25节一直读到37节。
Okay, let's all read together.
好, 我们大家一起来读。
On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly.
Jesus replied, do this and you will live.
But he wanted to testify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away. Leaving him half dead, the priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the road on the other side. And so there's a Levi who came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out two silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look up to him, he said, and then when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you have. Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus called him, go and do likewise. I think this is a story we probably read many times. But here we want to see from different perspective.
今天呢，我们从另一个角度来看这一段故事。
When we read 1 John, probably you will feel like, wow, John, he really know the love of God.
当我们读约翰一书的时候，也许我们说，哦，那约翰可能他很懂得这个神的爱。
He repeatedly mentioned about the God's love.
他反复地在说神的爱。
If you live in his love, he will be in you.
如果你活在他的爱里面，那他的爱就在你当中。
And it seems like he knows thoroughly about this love.
看起来他是完全懂得这个神的爱。
But do you remember when the disciple and Jesus, they passed by one Samaritan village?
当你记得刚才耶稣他的门徒他们一起过一个村庄的时候的情景吗？
That's in the chapter 9 of Luke.
那是在路加福音第九章里边的事情。
And they tried to stay in a village.
他们想在那个村庄里边住下来停留。
But Samaritan, they are not going to receive this group of Jews.
但这个村队人呢不收留他们。
This is recorded in chapter 9 of Luke, verse
51 through 56.
And why?
为什么呢？这是
because this group of people is traveling from Galilee to Jerusalem.
他们知道这个耶稣，他们因为这个村的人知道他们要去这个耶路撒冷。
And they know they are going to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacle.
因为他们要知道他们要去耶路撒冷去敬拜。And
you know, Jews and Samaritans, they are opposition.
Yeah, 你知道他们是对立的。
Because the Jews, they look down Samaritans.
因为这个Jews他们看不起他们这个村。Well,
because of Samaritan, they feel like they marry because the Jews marry to other kind of people, so they are not pure Jews.
他们这个撒玛利亚人认为这个他们这个就不是纯粹的这个就他们因为和别的民族部落结婚。
And another point is they look down upon them because they feel like their worship is not right.
另外他们也是这个撒玛利亚认为他们的敬拜不对。
We need to worship in Jerusalem, not in somewhere in the mountain.
因为他认为他们应该在耶路撒冷敬拜，而不应该在任何其他别的地方，在山上。So
probably you recall the story in Book of John, chapter 4. Jesus went through that town before and he met a lady.
也许大家还记得在约翰福音里边第四章的时候，耶稣路过的时候遇到过一个妇人。
And by the well.
在那个路上经过的时候。在水井旁边。在水井旁边的 well. Yeah.
And their conversation bring out a lot of issues.
他们那段对话呢也提到了很多的问题。
So you can see these two group of people, they cannot get along.
你看这两组人，他们不能和好，不能和睦。
So this time when Jesus and their disciples they travel through this Samaritan village.
但这一次呢，这个耶稣和他的门徒也在路过这个撒玛利亚这个村落的时候呢。
They are not welcome Jesus and their disciples at all.
他们都不欢迎他们。
Do you know who get real mad about this situation?
大家还记得是谁最生气吗？
If you go to Luke chapter 9, verse 54, you see James and who? John.
请大家看一下这个路加福音第九章五十四节，看看是谁呢？是雅各和约翰。John
was here.
约翰在这儿呢。
He spoke out. He said, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?
Yeah, 他生气地说，主啊，就要你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？
I think these people, this person changed.
我想这个人变了。
When he followed Jesus all the way through the Calvary.
他们跟随着耶稣经过了这个加利利。
Now he saw where is the real love.
他们说，那真的爱是在什么地方？
At that time, he wanted the fire to destroy the village.
他在那个时候，他说让这个火来烧灭这个村庄。
And now he said, we need to love one another.
现在又说我们要爱彼此相爱。
So this person really touched by the Lord.
这人确实被神的话语所感动。
And did you see the Lord send down a fire to destroy this village?
你看到了神是不是降火灭了这个村庄了吗？
No, it didn't say that. It said Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village.
不是，我们看到的是耶稣转身责备两个门徒。
So we can see here the love of Jesus.
我们从这个事件我们看到耶稣他的爱。
He did not hold this as advantages.
他不想用自己的大能来毁灭他们。
He didn't have any resentment.
他没有任何的这种报复的心。
On the contrary.
相反。
In chapter 10.
在第十章的时候，也是路加福音第十章的时候。
Of Luke, yes, there is an expert in the law.
有一个这个专家，就是律法师。
He didn't say it's a person who knows the law. He's an expert in the law. So apparently he knows all the words that are recorded in the Bible. And he came up to test Jesus. Test. What did he say? He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他说在第十章二十五节，我该怎样做才可以继承永生？
But Jesus turned around and asked him, okay, since you know the law, and so what is written in the law?
这个耶稣问他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？
How do you read it?
你念的是怎样呢？
And he answered,
他回答说,
love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Is it wrong?
这错了吗?
No, it's not wrong.
一改都没有错。
And Jesus said yes.
耶稣说是的。
And also he said, well, also you need to love your neighbor.
同时耶稣也说,你还要爱你的邻舍,
as yourself.
就像爱你自己一样。
And Jesus said, your answer correct.
耶稣说,你回答的是。
And he replied, do this, and you will live.
耶稣说,你这样行,你就必得永生。
Jesus said, do this and you will live.
耶稣说,
if you want to walk in Him, yes, this is the first thing. We not only we know the law, we also need to do this.
这就是一条,如果我们要与他同行,不但要懂得律法律,而且要去做,去行。
After this event, Jesus gave him another parable.
这个事以后耶稣又提到了另外的。
Because he wanted to justify himself and asked the Lord, say, well, who is my neighbor?
这个律法师呢,又想显示他自己,又问耶稣说,那谁是我的邻舍呢?
And this time, Jesus is going to use a parable.
这次呢,耶稣用一个比喻,用了一个故事。
It's very interesting that he uses a Samaritan as an example.
这次呢,是用了撒玛利亚人作为一个例子。
Do you remember in chapter 9, he just got rejected by Samaritans?
刚才记得我们刚才学习的,在第九章里边,这个撒玛利亚人拒绝了他们吗?
Because they are traveling from Galilee to Jerusalem.
因为他们是从加利利,要穿过他们这里,要去耶路撒冷。
Now he gave a parable as a person from Jerusalem traveled down to Jericho.
这个故事呢,就是要讲一个人是从耶路撒冷要到 Jericho 去。
Jerusalem is on very high sea level.
耶路撒冷是一个非常高的,地势很高的一个城市。
And Jericho is very low level of sea level.
Jericho呢,就是在另一方面就是很低。
So all the way, this person needs to travel down.
Yeah, 这个人在行程当中呢,是从高处走向低处。
And on this travel is a rocky road and also is kind of a deserted place.
Yeah, 在这个行程的旅途当中呢,有好多充满岩石,还有一些荒的地势要走。
So there's a lot of robbers probably they're hiding there just to try to rob the travelers.
因为这样凶险的路呢,所以有一些强盗,他们隐蔽在一些,好伏击行人。
So this must be happened many times. So when Jesus said that, probably they all understand, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, 这事情曾经发生了很多,也可能会说,是,这事我听多了,经常发生。
Now Jesus raised three kinds of person walk by this person, because this person got robbed by the robber.
Yeah, 在这个故事当中呢,耶稣呢,讲述了三种人,从这个被抢劫的人旁边路过。
We know one is a priest.
我们知道有一个是一个牧师。
And the other one is a Levite.
另外一个呢是一个利未人。
Both of them, excuse me, both of them should know the law thoroughly.
这上面提到这两个人都非常知道这律法。
And Levites probably they are serving in the temple too.
Yeah, 这个利未人他们可能还在服侍。
They know how to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and so on. They know that.
他们在理论上非常知道要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意去爱你的神这句话。
But they passed by this person got robbed.
但是呢，他们在这个被抢劫犯打伤的人都是没有去管他，而从旁边绕过去了。Maybe
they are thinking, oh, this is an unfortunate person. Maybe a next person can help him, or maybe he's dead, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, 也许他们当时在想，哦，那我先过去吧，那下一个人可能会来帮他，或者也许这个人已经死了，不需要任何的帮助。So,
this robbed person didn't get any help from priest nor Levi.
所以这个被抢劫的人，从这刚才讲的这两个人里没有得到任何的帮助。But
the third person.
现在来了第三个人,
pass by.
也从这儿路过,
and look at this person, is half dead 他, by the road.
Yeah, 他看这个人已经被打得半死,
and he had a pity on him.
他就呢, 非常发了慈心,
so carry him on his donkey.
处理了伤口,
yes, use the oil and wine to apply on his wounds. And carry him and put him on the donkey and carry him to the inn.
Yeah,他用油和酒来处理了他的伤口，然后包扎以后呢，把他放到了他的这个伤口上。
And next day, when he left the inn and he talked to the innkeeper, said, "Well, take care of him. If anything, I still owe you money, I'll come back and pay you back."
Yeah,他把他带到一个旅店去，告诉那个旅店的这个主人说，你照顾好他。 并留下了两两两两两两二两银子，说如果还欠的话不够的话，等我下次回来一定还给你。
And Jesus asked, "This expert of law, say, who is this person's neighbor?"
耶稣问这个律法师说，那你认为谁是这个被抢劫人的邻舍呢？
Remember, this person got robbed. He is from Jerusalem, so he is a Jew.
Yeah, 这个人被抢劫的人是从耶路撒冷来，他是个 Jew.
And remember, Jesus and their disciple, they just got rejected by the Samaritan people.
我们刚才也记得，他刚刚是被撒玛利亚人被拒绝了，不让他在村子里逗留。
Jesus purposely want to say this parable.
这个耶稣呢，他是故意有意的想用这一段的这个相反的来对照。
Want to let you know, your opposition right now turn around to help you.
Yeah, 他想告诉这个律法师说，你拒绝他的人，现在呢要回过头来去爱他拒绝的人，不和睦的人。
And he's your neighbor.
他就是你的邻舍。
And you just say we need to love your neighbor as yourself.
刚才就像说到了，在圣经里边，就是你要爱你的邻舍如同自己。
So toward the end, what did Jesus say to this expert law?
在这个故事最后的时候，耶稣是怎么对律法师讲的呢？
Verse 37 of chapter 10 is Jesus talked to him, go and do likewise.
第十章三十七节说，耶稣说，你照样，你去照样行吧。
It looks like it's very hard for him to understand.
听起来看好像非常难理解。
It seems a very hard for him to do this kind of things.
也非常难做这种事情。
They know in their mind, yes, we need to love the Lord, we need to love our neighbor.
他们在理论上也知道，就是他们应该是爱神，也应该去爱邻舍。
But when we talk about reality, Samaritan, that's the people we don't like to talk to, we don't like to have any relationship with them.
但是呢，在实际当中，那刚才讲到这个撒玛利亚人的时候，他们根本都不和睦，不愿意跟他们去交往。
So we see here is something, it seems the roadblock, it's kind of hard from understanding to really we can walk in this way. How can we live out this kind of the fruit of life?
我们怎样能活出爱的果实呢?
Very important in 1 John chapter 4 mentioned about God gave us a spirit.
在这个约翰一书的时候非常重要，就是说灵赐给我们。
Yes, with this Holy Spirit, we can surpass all this our just conceptual understanding. We can really live out.
Yeah, 我们靠着圣灵呢，我们能够活出，能够做到。
God has given us this Spirit.
神已经赐灵给我们。
The Spirit of Truth.
这个是真理。
The Spirit of Love.
属灵的这个爱。
So we can live out this kind of life. Because a perfect love drives out fear.
因为这个爱能够驱逐恐惧。
This is quite different in the Lord Jesus Christ's teaching and other teaching.
这个是和其他的教会里边是不一样的这个话语。
Only in the Lord we can sense the love.
只有在神里边我们才能感受到爱。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can have this kind of a fruit.
通过这个Holy Spirit 圣灵，我们才能感受到，才能结这样的果子。
I have a friend. He's a Muslim.
我有一个穆斯林的朋友。
And one time he gave me one example.
有一次呢，他给我举了一个例子。
He said, "In my country."
他说在他的国家里面,
we are so afraid to do anything wrong or say anything wrong.
在他的国家当中,他们非常恐惧,恐怕说错话,做错事。
He said, there is a real story.
有一个真实的故事。
He said, one father bring his son to marketplace.
有一个父亲把他的儿子带到市场去。
And somehow this around 10 years old son says something against their leader.
这个十岁的他的十岁的儿子呢，就是不小心说了一句对他这个领导不利的话。And
his dad face changed.
他父亲的脸色巨变。And
suddenly this father hold up his son in the marketplace.
突然他的父亲举起了他的儿子。
Do you, anybody know this boy's parents?
他问大家,谁知道这是谁的孩子吗? 这孩子是谁的吗?
I don't know, this boy probably got lost, belong to which family.
这孩子可能是走迷路了,他可能是谁家丢的孩子。
He doesn't want this son anymore.
他不想再要这个孩子了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because if other people heard about that, probably he will be arrested, he will be in a prison or disappear.
因为他的孩子说了这句, 违抗的话，也许这个家，他本人会受这连累。
I'm not talking about a history.
我不是在讲历史。
He's talking about nowadays.
他是在讲现在的情景。
They fear.
他们心里边充满着恐惧。
They fear all these things, the judgment will come.
他怕以这种事，这个对他们的惩罚会随时来临。
So for his safety, he can get rid of his son.
他为了保证保全自己的安全，他宁可把儿子给人。The
Muslim, they don't talk about love at all.
这个在他们这个国家里边，他们不讲爱。That's
quite different. Apostle John talking about the love.
这个在这个圣经上是完全不同的情形。这个约翰在讲的是神的爱。Love
your neighbor as yourself.
爱你的邻舍如同自己。A
lot of time we feel like it's very hard. We can have this love.
有时候我们觉得非常困难，我们不能行出这样的爱。But
think about it. In 1 John, he mentioned about God first loved us.
我们刚才回想一下，在这个我们学习到的，神先爱着我们，先爱了我们。
He even gave his begotten son to us.
他唯一的儿子给我们。
And our sin, because of our sin, he nailed on the cross.
他是为了救我们，为了我们的罪，是吧？自己钉在了十字架上。
He didn't put us in judgment seat and just judge us, and probably we all will be sentenced to death.
他没有把我们这些罪人放在审判席上，而是自己呢替我们去死。
And he didn't hold up his son and say, whose parents are these children?
他没有举起我们这些罪的这些孩子们说，这是谁的孩子呢？
We see he died for us on the cross.
他呢是替我们的罪而去死。
This is the love.
这就是爱。
How can we love the Samaritan just like Jew loved Samaritan?
那我们怎么能去爱这撒玛利亚人，就像刚才这个故事中一样呢？
Of course, we are not Jews.
我们当然不是 Jews.
But it's very difficult for us to love the opposition.
对我们来讲，我们这些罪人来讲，我们非常 很难去爱自己不喜欢的人。
But remember, God, Jesus said we need to love your enemy.
记住我们的主耶稣说要去爱我们的敌人。
Especially pray for those who persecute you.
特别是为那些逼迫我们的敌人。
It's very hard.
这是为他们去祷告，确实爱他们确实很困难。
I want you to know about this real story.
下面我要跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
Before I share the story, I want to mention about the last year. Probably you all know about my mother, and she had a very serious a stroke.
Yeah. 在分享这个故事之前，我想说的是，可能在座的我们弟兄姊妹朋友们都知道，去年我的妈妈，Robert妈妈得了很严重的这个中风。And
toward the end of the year, of course, the Lord took her home.
Yeah, 在这个年末的时候，神接她去了，接走了。And
during the process, during the last year, we tried to find the best place for her to live.
去年一年我们家一直也在努力在寻求一个更适合她住的一个地方。
We hope, well at that time we hope, we wish she can stay with us.
也在那个时间我们真的希望她能够活更久一些和我们在一起。
跟我们一起同住。
能够和我们一起同住。
But somehow she was in the bedridden condition, so we had to look outside facilities.
也因为她当时的这个健康的状况需要特殊的照顾，我们不得不寻求一些其他的地方。
So we looked into a lot of the nursing home, care home, a lot of places.
我们找了很多那些能够照顾病人的一些设施。
So we kind of know how they operate.
我们就是也了解到了他们是怎样运作的。
And a lot of things that you see or you don't see it.
有些事情你以前知道的，看到的，有些是不知道的。
I do appreciate they have really loving nurses in those nursing homes.
我也确实非常的感谢他们。 也展示了他们的爱, 通过那些设施和服务。
I certainly believe it's a God's love through them toward my mother.
我确实也相信那是神的爱, 通过他们这些服务而给了我的妈妈。
And in one occasion, my mother has a situation to get in a series, and the nurse called.
在有一次是有一个情况发生了。
And nurse on the phone, she cried.
一个护士在电话上就是讲话的时候都流下了眼泪。
She said, I cannot see Mandy, that's my mother's name. Mandy is suffering like this.
我真是受不了这个病人，就是Robert妈妈能够忍受这么大的痛苦。
And we have to send her to emergency, which is a hospital right now.
必须，他建议必须要送到这个急诊。
She's trying to get a permission from me.
她要想得到我的批准。
Of course I said yes.
当然当时我说的是好。
But I touched, why she cried?
但是问题是为什么她在电话中要哭呢?
She probably just, my mother just one of a hundred patients.
Yeah, 我妈妈只是，也可能只是好多病人当中的一个。
I touched by her love.
但是呢, 被她的爱所 touch.
So here's a daycare facility in Lancashire, England.
这个故事是关于这个 Lancashire 有一个, 就是一个, daycare, 就是一个,
nursing home.
Oh, nursing, 一个, 就是一个照顾,
yeah. And this nursing home is the name is Lillian Hammer.
这个人的名字叫 Lillian Hammer.
And she was a nurse.
她是个护士.
And she went to China.
她去到了中国.
And died in China.
也是在中国去世的.
Because of her mission work.
因为她是传道的原因到了中国.
When the love of God touched her,
这个神的爱呢,是感动了她.
She decided to be a nurse and she wanted to be trained in medical field.
她呢,因为神的爱的感动,她决定要做一个护士,然后要去照顾,在里边照顾一些病人.
And then she can have her mission work.
她可以同时呢,也做她的这个传道的工作.
Her father was outraged about her decision.
她的父亲对她的决定非常的气愤.
But she go ahead and finish all the trainings.
但是她还是继续呢,完成她所有所需要的训练.
At that time was during the World War II.
那时候,那是在二战期间.
After her training, she joined the Red Cross.
当那个训练结束之后呢,参加了红十字会.
You know, Red Cross is, they always have a sign, it's a cross with a red color.
你知道红十字会就是那个红的十字.
And she was sent to China.
她被派遣到了中国.
And her work is just simply just doing all this, the nursing care for those people got wounded and got hurt.
她的工作呢,是在那个, 在那个设施里边照顾那些受伤的呀,一些有需要的一些病人。
And a lot of time, she just bring the picture of the Bible, maybe Bible story, to show her patient.
她有时候呢,只是拿着那个圣经的一个照片给她的病人来去讲这个圣经。
And she has a very limited language, but she's used that to preach the gospel.
她懂很少的中国的能用的语言,但是呢,她用有限的这个语言来传福音。
And one time, she had a chance to go to the small village or minority area.
有一次呢,她有一个机会呢,要去了一个很小的一个少数民族的一个小村庄。
This small minority group, they live on the border between China and Thailand, and also the other country is Burma.
这个小村庄呢,是在一个三角的地方,在中国,还有这个,有个地方叫Burma,还有一个,在那个中间有泰国,有这么一个小村庄。Those
are green area, or those are minority, where they live.
那些绿色的颜色呢,就是那个少数民族呢,他们分散居住的地方。
They are in the mountain area.
他们都是沿着这个在山脉的地方。
Those are the people dressed like that, traditional. Dressing. I don't have a picture of Lillian, but I have a picture of that minority people.
这个照片不是Lillian的, 这只是那个少数民族的一个样子。
Through her serving there,
她在服侍的过程当中,
and she wrote in her last report back to Red Cross,
她写了最后,给那个红十字会写了最后一个报告,
and he says, well, God has been speaking to me recently about the love needed to do his work.
他在最后这个报告里边写呢,神用爱向他说话,要用爱去做这些工作.
And love for him and others must be have the supreme motive.
就爱神和爱这个周围的人呢, 一定得有一个非常高尚的这么一个动机。
Climbing the mountain is for love of him.
翻越这些高山的也是为了爱神的原因。
Lack of privacy, lack of comfort, lack of fellowship.
Loneliness
and all that is involved in working among tribe.
并且呢感到非常的孤独在这个服侍当中这个过程当中
When done for love of him
当爱了神
Because of this precious opportunity
因为这是一个非常宝贵的一个展示爱神的这么一个机会
To show how much we love him
去展示我们怎样爱神 如何的爱神
She was killed in that area
他是在那个部落那个地方被杀。哦，他是在那个地方被杀害的。Because
in that area is a lot of opium added.
在那个地方有一些鸦片，就贩毒一些毒品交易。And
one person was hired by the witch doctor, and because of her appearance in that area, so. She was killed by someone hired to kill her.
她是被因为她的出现会干扰他们当在那贩毒的这个，他们怕干扰他们的贩毒的生意，所以他们雇了人把她给杀害了。And
today, not too far from the place, the spot she was killed, there was a church, a Christian church.
今天呢，感谢神。今天在离他被杀不远的地方，就有一个神，有一个殿，有一个教会。
This minority group called Lisu tribe.
这个少数民族呢，叫这个李素部落。And
the church called Lisu Christian Church.
这个教会呢，就叫李素基督教会。And
today, if you go to that area. If you go to that area,
如果你到那个地方去的话，在那区，
they have about population 161,000.
他们大概有16万1000人的这个人口。
You'll be surprised that 85% are Christian.
感谢神，有85%的都是基督徒。
Of course, she's not the only one, only a minister went there.
但是她不是唯一的一个传道的人。
With other ministers.
还有其他的人与他同工的人
They all because touch of the love of God
在他后面去的人都是因为他这个故事被感动而去那边传道
They don't see it as an opposition
他们看到了这个地方的不友好
They bring the love of God to the area, remote area Probably even we don't want to travel to that area
即使这样呢他们还是因着神的爱他们要选择去那个地方那些地方也许对我们常人来讲我们连旅游都不想从那经过
The love touched every corner of the world.
这是神的爱感动了世界的，触动了世界的任何的角落。
So what have we learned today?
我们今天我们一起学习到了什么呢？
If we want to walk in Him, we have to follow what He commands us.
如果我们想与神同行，我们必须要明白他让我们做什么。
Yes, we say we love the Lord, we love our neighbors, but Jesus said, "Do this, and you will live."
我们也许说我们也爱神，我们也爱我们的邻居，但是我们耶稣对我们说，你这样行就必得永生。We
have to live out.
我们必须活出来。We
need to walk in.
我们必须与他同行，在他里边行走。Another
thing from the parable of the Good Samaritan.
另外从那个好撒玛利亚人的这个故事里边。Toward
the end, even the expert of law, they didn't say Samaritan is my neighbor.
在最后的时候，即使到最后，那个律法师也没有讲，他说撒玛利亚人是我的邻居。He
just briefly mentioned, yes, the one who take care of that wounded person, that's the neighbor.
那他只是讲到了照顾他的人，就是他的 neighbor.
But Jesus say, go and do likewise.
耶稣说，你去，照样行吧。
Do likewise.
照样行吧。
This love even surpasses our understanding.
这个爱是超乎了我们能想象我们的理解。
Love your enemies.
爱你们的仇敌。
And also pray for those who persecute you.
为那逼迫你们的祷告,
sometimes very hard.
有时候会非常困难,
but that's the way we can overcome.
但借着耶稣的爱,
thank you for today. The Lord, He has shown us His love.
今天呢, 感谢我们的主, 他给我们展示了他的爱,
even though we look around our situation in the whole world, it seems very shaky.
当我们看这个世界的时候, 虽然世界上有一些不幸的事情在发生,
earthquake,
地震,
tsunami,
洪水,
even though we feel like that's the highest of technology that man can achieve, nuclear power plant right now come back to a hum us.
但即使我们看到是高科技的发展,
all the things,
所有这些事情,
we have to know there is a hiding place for us.
但是总有一个牢稳固的一个庇护所为我们预备,
which is the love of God.
这就是我们神的爱,
for those who believe in the Lord.
对我们, 对信他的,
just like an anchor, we firmly we can cast our anchor on this place.
就像摇晃的船, 我们有了一个锚, 撒到它的根基上, 我们就变得安稳,
with this love,
有了这个爱,
we can stand firm.
我们可以就是站立的稳固,
and to be the witness for Him.
我们去见证我们的神,
to love our neighbor.
去爱我们的邻舍,
even love our enemy.
甚至去爱我们的敌人.
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
主慈爱的天父,
thank you for showing us how to walk in you.
感谢你给我们展示了怎样和你同行。
You have sent your begotten Son.
你为我们赐你独生的儿子。
Because of our sins, you died on the cross.
因为我们的罪, 你为我们死在了十字架上。
You show your love.
你显现了你的爱。
And today, you want us to live out your love.
今天呢, 你想, 因着你的爱, 把我们举起。
And Lord, thank you for your sacrificial love today, touching each one of us.
感谢你无私的爱, 你今天你感动了,
and this, in this changing world, we can stand firm in you.
在这个变幻莫测的世界当中, 我们可以因着你而站立的稳固。
Thank you for you are that foundation.
感谢你给我们预备的这个牢固的基础。
God is love.
神就是爱,
so that we can love one another.
所以我们因着你的爱, 我们可以爱别人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名, 我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.